días, mi nombre es Diana Herrera. Trabajo para Cascade Aids Project.
Twice a month, dozens of Latinos from throughout Oregon come to the Mexican consulate in Portland to see about documentation. They also get a primer on HIV and AIDS, and an HIV test if they want one.
Voy a empezar el timbre. ¿Lista? ¿Esto dedo está bien?
Well, the number of new HIV cases has leveled off in Oregon. Michael Anderson Nathy of the Cascade AIDS Project says 20% of new cases are Latinos, compared to a state population that is 12% Latino.
Hispanic populations are more likely to fall into what we call late diagnoses. Here locally in Oregon, we've had folks referred to us who were Hispanic or Latino and didn't find out they're HIV positive until they ended up in the emergency room and were so far progressed into AIDS that some of them died rather quickly.
Salvador Candela was living in Portland working as a printer in 1991 when he found out he was HIV positive.
I lost 30 pounds in 3 weeks until my boss take me to the hospital. They told me you have hepatitis, you have HIV and TB. So I was devastated. And I got lost for like an hour or 2 hours. I just was walking around town and crying and crying.
Thinking back, he remembers how he contracted the virus.
I was living with a man and I was dating a woman because our culture is okay to have sex with anybody. It's not okay to say you are gay, you are a faggot. If you say I'm having a sex with a woman and a man, I mean, it's normal. And the worst thing, like, in our culture, condoms is not allowed.
Latinos are now twice as likely as non-Hispanic whites to be HIV positive, and they're slower to come forth to be tested, according to Michael Anderson Nathy.
There's definitely a lower sense of perceived risk for HIV in Latino communities. Immigration status is a big barrier as well. There are folks who, when interviewed about living with HIV, express fear of being deported.
While the rate of HIV infection among Latino males is disproportionately high, there's a demographic group where it's even higher. Latino women.
When I found out that I was positive, my initial reaction was, I'm never going to be able to have children ever again.
Marisela Beruman gave birth to a son 11 years ago, and soon after found out she was HIV positive. So was her husband, probably as a result of a sexual relationship before he met Marisela. Their health held, but for years they didn't even talk about having another child.
Then finally my son hit 9, and I told my husband, would you ever consider for us having another child? Well, let's talk to the doctor and see what she says. To our surprise, our HIV doctor said, yes, you guys could have children.
Using medicine and an ovulation kit, Beruman gave birth again 2 years ago. The baby was HIV negative. Beruman now works for the Cascade AIDS Project, and she says there's a reason for the relatively high rate of HIV amongst Latino women.
Most of these women live with a partner that is the one that makes the decisions, so she has no saying. So when it comes to birth control or negotiating safer sex, is the husband's way or no way?
It's anyone's guess if the trend will change and Latinos in Oregon will no longer represent a disproportionate number of HIV cases and AIDS-related deaths. But Salvador Candela doesn't like what he's seeing among young gay Latinos.
They don't want to go to the doctor because they're going to find out you have HIV, and they're going to say you are gay. And they are more worried about being gay than being HIV positive.
Currently, about 800 Latinos in Oregon are HIV positive. Over the years, another 200 have died of AIDS-related causes. In Portland, I'm Jacob Lewin for KLCC News.